Well, you fucked me again, haven't you? No. Shut up. I need to get all of this off my chest. And yes, I may have had a margarita or two, but I think it's about time we laid all our cards out on the table. You are fucking infuriating. You know that? I mean, for 8 months now, everywhere I look, there's your stupid smiley face. Anytime I volunteer for something, you're already on top of it. Whenever I turn a corner in the office, here you come with another client, all handshakes and backpats. I keep waiting for you to link arms and skip down the fucking hallway together. Shh! What did I just say? You know, you talk, but you just don't listen. And you're gonna hear me out for once. So give me that fucking necktie and get in here. I'm good at what I do, okay? Great, in fact. I live and breathe this shit. I do not lack for confidence. But you're always just a little bit better, aren't you? The Kleinman pitch. I had that in the bag. Then you breeze right in with an idea they liked better. Off the top of your head, even. Like, you didn't even prep. It's like you weren't even trying. Like, it's all a game to you. The promotion when we expanded to the bigger office, that should have been mine. I guess perfect attendance and flawless performance reviews can't compete with your lopsided grin and natural charisma. Huh? And of course, tonight, ad exec of the year, bravo. Unheard of for two people from the same agency to be nominated. Unprecedented. But we all knew what was going to happen, didn't we? I don't even know why I came. We get treated like a baby sister. Look at you. With your stupid little fucking trophy. It's shaped like a butt plug, you know? You realize that, right? And I keep telling myself it's because you're a man. Because you're a personality hire. Because you kiss ass and golf with the CEOs. All of which, you know, are true. But then I look at your concepts and they're that good. Like, I want to find fault so fucking bad, but I can't. Even I'm starting to believe the hype now. You're gaslighting me with quality work. It's not fucking fair. You don't even understand, man. I can't handle being second best. I'm a type A personality, ESTJ on the Myers-Briggs, honor roll, valedictorian, summa cum laude. Like, I didn't come to this firm to play second banana to some once-in-a-generation advertising prodigy. I promised myself I was going to amount to more than just your fucking sidekick. But you know what? You win. I mean, if you can't beat them, join them. I guess I'll be the Salieri to your Mozart. But if that's the case, I want my fucking consolation prize. I want you to swipe your dumb little keycard, take me in that hotel room, and hate fuck the shit out of me. We're gonna do a whole enemies to lovers thing. I want you to yank my dress up, literally tear my panties off of me, and blow your rival's back out. Wait. What? Oh, well, that's just hilarious. Twisting the knife one more time, huh? Pretending you don't know who I am? Because I am so fucking beneath you, right? I am so irrelevant that... Oh my God. You seriously don't know who I am? Holy shit! 8 months of stolen glances, dirty looks, one-upmanship, backstabbing, jockeying for position. And you didn't even register it? I thought you were my nemesis, dude. And you're telling me it was all in my head? You never even had a hate boner for me? Not once? Oh, I read The Art of War, dickhead. I was gonna move on you like the Count of Monte Cristo. Plotting, strategy, politics, playing 3D chess. What, while you were over here playing, what, peekaboo? And your nepo baby ass didn't even have the object permanence to remember me. Oh my god, I think I'm gonna start hyperventilating for real. Holy fuck. Do you have like a paper bag or something that I can breathe into? Of course you fucking do, Mr. Perfect. No, stop. Do not be humble right now. Don't you dare be nice about it. I thought you were gonna smirk and say, "Them's the breaks, baby," so I could slap you in your smug, sexy face. You're not supposed to be, like, genuinely concerned that I'm crashing out. Ugh! How am I so fucking stupid? I thought you were purposely ignoring me, big-timing me, giving me the cold shoulder as a power move. You just legitimately weren't aware of my presence. And I was gonna work, like, a whole slow burn, seductive angle. You know, let our blazing passion get the best of us until we're fucking like animals. Some real smutty romance novel shit. I mean, I've got the skimpiest, laciest white bra and panties on under here. It was gonna be like waving the surrender flag. You were supposed to be cursing my existence and moaning my name all night long until breakfast. My name? Which is... Which is... Fuck it. Close enough. Fuck. Oh, you're so hot. Oh, you're so fucking hot. And I hate you so much. Get the fuck inside your room. Get that shirt off. Now, I need to see everything. I fantasized about this way too many times. Oh my god. That chest. I want to put teeth marks all over it. Come here. Drop that stupid fucking award before I peg you with it. Asshole of the year. Cock out. Immediately. I'm furious, horny, and embarrassed. So shove that dick inside me. And see if you can fix all three at once. Come on. Shimmy this dress up. The panties are crotchless, which is the only reason they're not soaked through. So lift me up and bang me against this door like you despise me. You owe me that much. I've seen you with clients. You're a good actor. So make me believe it. Oh, fuck yeah! Oh, drop your pants and get all the way in there. Let me wrap my legs around you. My high heels haven't even fallen off yet. I'm gonna dig them in your ass like spurs and make you give me what I need. Oh, yes! Holy shit! Oh, yeah! Like that. Oh, how hard. How rough. Oh, pin me to the door. Oh, and fuck me. Like you're trying to splinter the wood. Suck bruises in my neck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna rake my nails up and down your back. And give you some battle scars. Oh, piss in those hips. Oh, help, help me. Like you've been dying to do this ever since my orientation. The cocky up-and-comer. I was such a threat to you. She needs to get broken in by your dick. Oh, fuck. Praise me. And degrade me in the same breath. Tell me. You can't get me out of your head. Tell me. That my perfume drives you wild. Tell me. I'm a needy little drama queen. Who has to learn her place. Tell me. My ideas are a dime a dozen. But I've got good fucking pussy. Yes. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh my god. I feel like I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. I'm gonna come. Shit. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck me through it. Oh, tell me I earned it. Oh, tell me I'm getting what I deserve. Holy shit. Oh my god. Throw me down on the bed. Finish me off. Rip my dress off. Yank the cups of my bra down. And suck my tits while your balls deep inside me. I'm not gonna feel normal again until your load's leaking out of me. Oh, yes. Just like that. Grab my wrist and drill me into the mattress. Make me yours. Tell me what you need. Tell me you need me and that you hate me. Blow off some steam and this tight little cunt. That's fucking right. Look up at me with your mouth covering my stiff nipple. I want to see the venom in your eyes. Even if it's fake. Tell me I'm second best at everything. Except taking this dick. Oh my god, yes! Oh fuck! Oh yeah! Oh, run my clit! Oh, do it mean! Hold me down and fuck me until I've got no choice but to come screaming your name! Oh fuck, yes! Right there! I hit that same spot over and over until I'm sore for the whole weekend. I'll tattoo your name into me with that thick cock. Fuck. Oh my god, shit. I'm so close. Oh my god, I'm so fucking close again. Grind my clit off. You pipe that pussy. Shove me over the edge. I'm in cream by my gun, please. Snarl in my ear. Like a wolf when you pop me full of gum. Please. Tell me what you fucking belong to. Force that fucking dick deeper and deeper until I come. Fuck. Yes. Oh my god. Flood me. Fucking flood me. Bury your cock inside me and shoot. Fill me up until I taste you in the back of my throat. Sweet and bitter and perfect. So real. You went from not even knowing who I am to hate fucking me like I'm your worst enemy. I'm still absolutely mortified. But I gotta admit, getting obliterated like that definitely softened the blow. Maybe, given enough time, we'll come to actually loathe each other. Get up here. Yes, me. Thank you for that. I guess our blood feud turned out to be all in my imagination. But that was exactly what I needed. Exactly what I came here for. Surprise, surprise! Your suite's a lot nicer than mine. I'm spending the night. Oh, you want to raid the mini bar? This is all in the company's dime, yeah? I get over there and pour me something stiff then. We're selling your big win all night long. Right, Wonder Boy? You know, talent hack. Tell you what, next time there's a big pitch, we tag team it. If we put our heads together, we'd be unstoppable. But until then, we'll put some other body parts together. Repeatedly, vigorously. Sure felt like a good fit the first couple times. Now, fix me a drink so we can start round 3, partner.